Here's the translated text in English. Oil edges up, but Brent on course for longest stretch of annual losses in 2025. Oil prices set for biggest annual slump since 2020 as supply glut weighs. Silver shines in 2025 global market spotlight as soft commodities and oil lag. Mexico to hike tariffs on China starting Thursday. Oil tankers still arriving in Venezuela despite U.S. blockade, data shows. Oil flat as Russia-Ukraine peace hopes fade. Yemen tensions rise. Platinum set for biggest monthly gain in 39 years on EU auto policy boost. Ukraine, coalition of the willing to meet early January. Zelensky says Russia attacks Ukraine's Black Sea ports and civilian ships, Kyiv says. The 2025 energy transition in 8 charts. Clean wins, dirty setbacks. Maguire Grupa Azoti unit files $2.98 billion arbitration claim against Hyundai. Robex shareholders approve a $2.17 billion merger with Predictive Discovery. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.89%. Asia stocks set for stellar yearly gains as AI boom outweighs trade jitters. Korea Zinc revises share issuance for U.S. smelter to $1.94 billion. Mamdani taps de Blasio alum, Trump critic as NYC's top lawyer. Asian stocks set for strongest annual jump in 8 years on AI bets. Ukrainian drone attack sparks fire, damages equipment at Tuapse refinery. Russia says Wall Street futures tick down in year-end trade. Santa Claus rally hopes fade. Air China to buy 60 Airbus planes worth $9.5 billion. China factory activity returns to growth in December, PMI shows. China's factory activity edges back to growth in December. Private PMI shows South Korea, DEC headline inflation at 2.3%, as expected. U.S. crude stock sees lesser than expected increase, indicates stronger demand. Unexpected rise in EIA crude oil inventories signals weaker demand. Chicago PMI beats expectations, indicating manufacturing sector expansion. Chicago Fed sees December U.S. unemployment rate at 4.6%. U.S. home prices rise by least since 2012 in October. Government data shows S&P CS HPI Composite 20 NSA reveals moderate increase in housing prices. Russian services sector sees fastest growth since January, PMI shows. China will push more proactive macro policies in 2026, she says. Markets in 2025, gold, Goldilocks, and the dollar bears. China issues early 2026 investment plan for two major projects worth $42 billion. Trump issues first second-term vetoes for Colorado water project and Florida tribal measure. China's factory activity snaps record slump on festive stockpiling. Dollar dismal, yen muted in 2025, but euro and sterling shine. Court allows Trump-backed cuts to Planned Parenthood's Medicaid funding in 22 states. S&P 500, NASDAQ ends slightly down in holiday thin trade. Meta gains on deal. Trump administration removes 3 spyware-linked executives from sanctions list. Fed policymakers judged ample levels of reserves warranted bill buying, minutes show. Bitcoin price today slips back to 87K amid thin trade. ETF outflows weigh. Bitcoin price today inches lower to 87K level amid subdued year-end trading. Meet 48's 2026 roadshow, successfully held in Seoul, unveiling multiple products to lead the global AI plus Web3 entertainment industry. Bitcoin price today rises to 89K amid thin liquidity, ETF outflows. Bitcoin price today ticks lower to 87K amid ETF outflows, holiday lull. Thorchain launches native cross-chain swap interface in public beta. Bitcoin price today drops below 88K as rebound stalls ahead of key U.S. data. Solstice and Core Prime execute first institutional stablecoin for stablecoin repo on a public blockchain. Stablecoin Insider releases 2025 report on stablecoins. Shift to Financial Infrastructure Inspects Group announces board changes amid acquisition offer. eStar reports deep copper-zinc mineralization at Vercuba deposit. Ecofin U.S. Renewables completes $12 million sale of Whirlwind. MetLife completes acquisition of Pinebridge Investments.